to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician, soon to be the holographic gypsy. And I'm going to talk to you guys about that tonight. I do not have a guest tonight unless I consider myself a guest. And the reason is because I'm going to be speaking at the New Life Expo in New York. The 19th through the 21st is when the New Life Expo is. And so what I would like to do tonight is tell you a little bit about what I'm going to be doing there, kind of give you a preview in case you're not able to make it there, and of course, I will also give you a post view after I get back. I'm about to set off on a cross-country tour, which Don here at BBS has suggested should be called the Holographic Gypsy Tour, and I think that's a great idea. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And if you guys want to call in and give me any comments or tell me any of your concerns tonight, you're welcome to. In the meantime, let me first start out with explaining to you how we're going to do this. My assistant, Madeline, and I are going to throw a bunch of stuff into the car. We're going to start traveling, and we're going to go probably to Colorado first. From Colorado, we'll go over to, I think we're going to Ohio and Michigan, and then we'll be going to Boston and then New York and then working down the other area. So then we'll be coming down Pennsylvania, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, New Mexico, and back to Arizona. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because I have decided to take the holographic projector room, otherwise known as the quantum vortex experience, on the road. I found that it does indeed work very well. I've tried this out. Took the projectors and a bunch of other quantum physics things with me, set them up in somebody's motel room, hit them with a laser, and woohoo! It was pretty interesting. We had an instant Stargate open up. So I have confidence this is going to be a lot of fun to take around to people who can't make it to Sedona. So if you're interested in hosting a party, we require a minimum of 10 people. Give me a call, please, at 928-301-2131 if you're interested. And again, that number is 928-301-2131. Or you can email me at info@drvalerienmd.com. That's DRVALERIE, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, D as in David, .com. Now, what we're going to do with these parties, you can have fewer people if you want. It's just the price goes up per person if you want to do that. We are going to offer anything from a very simple kind of group meditation exercise where we can all intend together and, you know, bring about peace and enlightenment and harmony on the planet and take away the power from the bad guys, which I think is everybody's favorite thing right now because we're all getting kind of ticked. Anyway, so we're going to do that at the one nominal price, which will be usually about $65 a person. And then we'll go up from there. And by up from there, I mean that I will be doing some lecturing, workshop stuff. If you'd like to learn how to create your own quantum physics devices, which is remarkably easy and doesn't require a whole lot of money, then, you know, schedule that. We'll be happy to do workshops with you. We can give you individual time in the vortex. It's going to be kind of interesting to see how this all goes. And so we're going to kind of custom fit it as people may require. Now, you may be asking, why am I doing this? Well, you might recall about a month ago, I went through a big epiphany, as did quite a few people that I know, where we all kind of stomped our feet and said, you know what, I don't want to play this way anymore. And it hit me pretty hard. And I knew the time was coming. And I knew it was going to be time, you know, about now to get out on the road and to really start bringing this out to people. But I was surprised with the intensity with which it hit me. And I think I mentioned on the show before that I knew quite a few people who were saying the same thing and were just shocked and devastated You know, one of my friends is a heavy equipment operator, and he said he didn't want to do this anymore and actually turned down a job that he'd gone to another state to get. Another person, well, actually a few people that are in the health industry said the same thing. A couple people that were working for other people were saying the same thing. It's like we all kind of at the same time went, you know what, I've had enough. I'm not going to play this anymore. And in my case, I specifically said to my guidance team, you either pull me up to the next level, help me with that, or take me out, because I've had it. You know, I refuse to play at this level anymore. And by saying that, what I really mean is that I've grown very, very weary with the pettiness, with the jealousy, and the insecurities and the outright evil actions of some people on this planet. And it's gotten me to the point where, and I had to get to this point, and I think many of us do, I got to the point where I said, you know what, I am done with that level. I can no longer play with those kind of people. You know, it's just too disheartening, and what I desire in my life is a kinder, gentler world. Well, now how am I going to get that? And this is where the quantum physics comes in. The way I'm going to get that is I'm creating that. And I'm creating that using these quantum physics things. And you may know I've been using Dr. Fred Bell's holographic projectors for 2 years now. And yes, I am using those projectors. I'm getting some incredible footage. We have the vortex opening up pretty much every time we set it up. I say pretty much because, you know, I haven't set it up thousands of times yet, but every time so far that we've done it, it's opened right up. We've had people have incredible healings. We've had beings kind of hopping out of the center of it. Now, you know, I've had these projectors for a couple of years. None of that stuff happened like that until I started adding other quantum physics things to it. So it's kind of like the way I practice medicine. I do what I call shotgun therapy, in that I will throw everything at a person that I know works, and I don't really particularly care which one thing tipped it over. All I care about is that they get well as quickly as possible. So that's kind of my philosophy in life. You know, I don't want to mess around with that. I want, you know, if I'm going to put my energy out there, I want things to work. So as I started playing with these other things, all of a sudden it started to work incredibly. So with that now, I have decided that anything that we can do that's going to help people to reach up, to really go through the dimensions quicker, to be able to, or to reach the next dimension, whatever you want to call it. You know, like I always say, don't get hung up on the semantics. Whatever it's going to take for our evolution is what I'm interested in. And so I've been exploring quite a few things. I closed the physical office location in Sedona, getting ready to go out on the road here. And I will still be seeing patients, but I'm going to go back to doing home visits. I did that for years as an RN, and actually I kind of like that. It's a heck of a lot easier. But one of the reasons I did it is because I don't want to be tied to one particular location at this point. I really feel the urgency and the need to get out there and to help as many people as possible to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel and it's not a train. So to that end, you know, my guidance team has been pushing me now for a couple of years, and finally I went, okay, I give up, all right, I'll go and do it. And, you know, and my reluctance has been mainly because when you're jumping out into the unknown and, you know, you don't have anything steady coming in and you have no idea where you're going to be when, it's a little bit scary. And I'm sure you guys have all felt that at different times, and quite frankly, that keeps a lot of us from moving forward. And finally, I had to get to that point where I went, I can't do this anymore. You know, I have to be free. And I have to be able to move forward in the way that Spirit is moving me forward. I have to be able to flow and to be able to do this without any kind of blockages, including the ones that I put up for myself. And I'm always reminded when I go through these phases, I'm reminded of what one of my teachers told me. And you've probably heard me say this if you're a loyal listener. And that's that you should never become comfortable. Because whenever you're comfortable, you're in the most danger, spiritually. And I thought, well, I'm definitely out of my comfort zone, so I must be really safe right about now, and it's going to continue that way for a while. So I decided, along with my assistant, we decided, well, you know what? Why don't we drive to New York? And that way we can take plenty of stuff with us, and we can really make this a cool experience for whoever wants to partake of it. And let's do some quantum vortex parties on the way. So far we are scheduling for, Boston and Indianapolis. Talking to somebody about Ohio, possibly Cleveland. I don't have Madeline right here, so I'm not quite sure. I think we're going to Colorado Springs or Denver. And so that's what we've kind of got in the works right now. So if you're interested, what we require is that you get 10 people together or the equivalent thereof. Give us a call, and we'll talk to you about it. The experience will most likely be, somewhere between 2 and 3 hours, because we have to set everything up and get everybody, kind of in alignment for this experience. But I can promise you that it will change your life. And every person who has been in the vortex has come away from there feeling completely different. And sometimes it's very subtle, but we've also had incredible miracles happen in 15 to 30 minutes. So it's not like you have to be in there a certain amount of time. It's rather that you have to learn how to open to it. And once you open to it and you allow things to flow, that's when you start seeing the miracles. And I can tell you, I've seen some pretty interesting things in there. One of the things that happened at first, and if you were listening, I guess it was last month when Madeline came running into my office while I was on the show, she kept saying, look, you have to look at this. And so I had to stop the show and take a look at her cell phone, and she was taking pictures in the room of these incredible green laser flashes. And we didn't have just green. We had brilliant white, then turquoise, then two shades of green. And so she dutifully took quite a few little clips of what was happening. When we put it up on the computer and started analyzing what was going on, we found that what that particular thing was doing at the time, as she was requesting the Andromedans to open up the Stargate, is that we were getting little tiny things that looked like pieces of paper. They were kind of like twirling in space. And two of them were there twirling on their own, and then one of them was jumping all over the screen. As each one of these things came spitting out of the center, it was like there was a trail of something that came with it, and there was a green aura around it for a while. And so I thought about that, and I thought, well, I've got to freeze this up on the computer. So I froze it, and I said, my God, that looks like a tiny piece of paper. And so I had a videographer friend that looked at it and said, oh, well, those are just dust particles. I said, really? Well, then how come this one up here is twirling end on end, like it was on a point of the paper, up on the right side of the screen, and this one down here on the left side of the screen is doing the same thing, and they stay stationary. And they're actually twirling. They're not just fluttering back and forth. They're like little pieces of paper that are twirling on the point. And then there's this other one that spit out after that and is dancing all over the screen. And he said, well, I can't explain that. I said, yeah, isn't that interesting? Now, I don't know exactly what that means, but I can tell you that it's quite interesting to see. So then the next thing that we did is I went in there and I looked at one of the other walls, and I had added quite a few things to the room. And if you have a quantum vortex party out your way, you'll get to see some of this stuff. But I went into the room, and I asked the Arcturians to open up a Stargate. And I could feel it opening, but I couldn't really see anything. So I said, would you please show it on the camera? And so I'm sitting there holding the little, handheld movie camera. And I could feel it, and then all of a sudden, kablam, this thing opened up right on the viewfinder. And I looked at it, looked back up at the wall, nothing on the wall that I could see, looked back at the viewfinder, there it was, looked back at the wall. So I did this for a few minutes going, wow, that's really incredible. I have no idea what this is, but it looks like crop circles appearing right in the air. So I have that on film also. So then the next thing that happened is Madeline and I, of course, were playing around with all that stuff and, you know, trying to figure out what is this, what are we supposed to do with it, and she was actually channeling some information from the Arcturians. And then the third one that we got will just blow your minds. Now, if you recall, I have red and green lasers that I use on these. The first one was a green laser on the jewel of one of the projectors. Now, laser light is coherent light, so it doesn't tend to split into different colors. But yet we have white, turquoise, and green. The other one I used red light on, and we got white, pink, and red. And I thought, well, okay, that's not that unusual. The third one was gold. So, now I thought, that's very interesting. Maybe a physicist can tell me what all this is, but so far every physicist that I've asked has said, I have no idea what that is. It looks like a vortex. Okay, so then I started doing a little bit of exploration on the web and found out that they have drawings of these vortexes, and they have microscopic x-ray pictures of vortexes that they formed, but nobody has anything on film that I've seen that's like what we've gotten in the last month or so. In the meantime, we have been given direction spiritually that we need to take this show out on the road and to help people to tap into it. So what we found from this is there's an incredible feeling of love. And it's one of those things that's so profound and so so gentle, but powerful at the same time, that we've really had to kind of step back and go, wow, we have no idea exactly what this is, but we know that this has to get out there. So to that end, we're going to be bringing and putting together some DVDs, meditation DVDs and things like that, and really getting this out for people. The other part of this is, it's time for people really to learn how to do this themselves. You know, everybody's looking outside for the answers, and the answers are really within each one of us. And nothing exists out there in the world that isn't within us. We're actually projecting it from within our heads. So if you think of your brain as a projector and the outside world as the screen, that's how it works, only it's a holographic projector. So we've made quite a few discoveries over the last couple of months about how all this works. And the only thing I can say is when we start getting people together to intend consciously and to really bring about peace and harmony and to hook up with the grid, it's happening. And I don't know how many of you guys did the Fire the Grid exercise, but I did. You know, got myself up at 4 a.m. so that I could be awake and doing these things. And I had this incredible feeling that happened at 4:11. I got hit with a jolt of energy. It was like a lightning bolt. And it was at least a foot and a half in diameter that hit me right in the solar plexus and actually levitated me right up off the bed, which I thought was quite interesting. The feeling was incredible. I mean, such peace and such power and connectedness. And then the latter part of that was where I was like floating in the void. And I thought, now isn't that interesting? I think this is the void. But I could feel the connection. Now when this happened, I purposely connected myself to the grid, to all of the light workers, both living and on the other side. Well, that's still living too, that's more living. But actually on the other side, I connected myself to the earth, to the heavens, so to speak, and just did this entire connection. Now, one of the things we found in the last series of pictures that we took in Vortex is that there are these little dots. And in the picture, they look like, in real space, they would be about a foot apart. And so these little dots were there kind of in this little formation. I was showing it to one of my clients. And he said, oh, my God, I know what that is. I said, okay, what? And he flipped open the Flower of Life, Volume 2 by Drundalo Melchizedek, and he said, this is the Christ Consciousness Grid. I said, well, isn't that interesting? That's exactly what we're dealing with here. So it's kind of interesting. You know, I don't know where this is going. I'm hoping that it's going towards greater enlightenment and the actual evolution of this planetary body into a higher sphere, and I'm really hoping that this is going to, you know, bring all the bad guys' antics to a close and bring the courage out in every person that's working for the light. That's my fervent hope. And I can tell you that what's happened to me since all this started happening has been pretty incredible. And it's been every night there's been something going on with the grid. And if some of you have been feeling extremely tired the last couple of days, that's all this energetic change that's going on. And a lot of us here in Sedona have been taking naps in the afternoon. It's like somewhere between 2 and 4 o'clock, you just conk out. And, you know, people are drooling and everything else. You know, we find ourselves, you know, in this strange position on the couch or in the chair or wherever we've been. And we wake up and go, wow, that was really weird. I was, like, totally out. But, you know, I do a lot of lucid dreaming. So when I go out, oftentimes I know where I've gone. And what I've noticed the last couple of days is I'm working on the grid, and so are a heck of a lot of other people. So we're really busy doing this stuff. And like I said, I don't know where it's all going yet, but I don't need to know. You know, what I need to know is what's my part in it. And so I've been working on that. And by the way, before I forget, I still don't have internet access during the show. So anybody that's on the fast blast, I apologize to you, and you'll have to call in. And either that or if you have questions, you can email me. But again, I have no internet access, so you might have to wait a day or two for the answers. And if you have any questions or any comments to make right now, you're welcome to call in, and we'll have a little discussion here about what you might think is going on. I know there's a lot of you out there that are really up on all these energetic changes, and maybe you have an idea of where we're going. I just kind of sit here and go, okay, whatever you want, God. You know, let's just go on and do what we're supposed to do. Now, the other thing I've noticed, too, since all this stuff, is that the animals have become even more aware. Now, animals are always pretty aware, but I'm noticing that they are looking at us with much more expectation, and it's like they're cheering us on. That's about the only way I can describe it. They're happy. They're excited. And, you know, maybe they move into another beingness when we go through this. I don't know. I've also seen a lot of things that talk about how we are in the photon belt and have been for a while. And maybe some of you guys remember back in the late 80s, early 90s, when everybody was warning we were going through the photon belt and you were going to have to get welder's goggles and put those on for 3 days and 3 nights, and everybody was supposed to kind of hide under their bed and, you know, close the curtains and close the doors and all that kind of stuff because the noise was going to be incredible and all this stuff. And that didn't happen. But I think that the noise has happened on other planes. And I know sometimes when I'm slipping through different dimensions on the astral, there's all kinds of noise going on there. I don't know if that means we're still going to get the noise, because usually it happens in the astral first. But I can tell you that I can see the dimensions getting closer and closer. And if you see shadow people, you may have been seeing them more lately. And you may have been able to interact with them more. You know, usually they don't want to see us and we don't want to see them. Or people will think they're evil or something like that. I think they're actually beings in another dimension. And I think depending on where you live in the world, if you're in one of those areas where the veil is thinner, you're more apt to see them than people where it's denser. And I don't know what makes it denser. Maybe it's, you know, the denser thought. Who knows? Or just where it is. But we've seen a lot of things flitting and moving around here in Sedona. And a lot of people are having more experiences than they've had before. So, I don't know what to tell you. I think you need to get prepared. You know? I think everybody needs to realize that you may be seeing more of these things. You may be experiencing a lot more, and no, you're not going crazy. The crazy ones are the ones that are really acting out in ways that they know are not proper. And I've watched a lot more people getting sick now, too. The most important thing I can tell you guys is that we all need to stay at that center point, that balance of love. If we don't stay there, that's when we're going to go into danger. So you've got to stay in love and forgiveness and kindness and see only that. If you're in an area where you're seeing a lot of ugliness, if you can, get away from it. Try not to look at that. Now, that doesn't mean that we become like ostriches and stick our heads in the sand. Rather, it means that if there's something going on that's improper, we say, no, stop. No more. And, you know, I'm not trying to incite a riot here. I'm just saying that we've all been letting things go for a long time. And when you see something that's in your sphere that you know is improper, and I'm not talking about the judgment issues, you know, like whether somebody drinks or whether they smoke dope or, you know, do something else or, you know, something like that. I mean, if they're not harming you, then it's none of your business. If they're harming children, that's another thing. But when it comes to the things I'm talking about stopping, there are a lot of things out there that we have let go on. I mean, the list is endless, and usually the IRS tops the whole thing. But there are a lot of other things that are wrong in our country. Not just our country, but other countries too, because of the major families that own the world and are, by the way, tightening down the clamps on everything. So I think what's going to have to happen now is people are going to have to find that courage within and just say, enough. I'm not going to play this game. And you know, there's more of us than there are of them. And we need to remember that. And, you know, when I start thinking about the things that are going on out in the world and our own responsibility in it, you know, if you turn a blind eye to injustice, if you turn a blind eye to things that are being wrought upon other people that are painful, then you're going to suffer those things yourself. So it's very, very important for every one of us to stand in our courage and to say, hey, look, you know, this is not right. Don't do this anymore. You know, this is not the way a citizen of the universe is acting. You know, when you act against life, when you act against love, that's just not proper. So, I don't know. I guess all I'm saying is we got to get prepared, people. You know, I don't believe that the world is going to end. I believe that we're changing, and we're changing big time. And we're being invited to join the civilization of the universe. We're being invited to go up another grade. So maybe we can get out of kindergarten and get up to the first grade. Hello, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Oh, Dr. Valerie.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, fabulous. So tell me about the tour you're taking.
Well, this tour is going to be quite interesting. Yeah, it's kind of a free and loose tour. You know, we're going to be just seeing who is interested in having the first crack at this. And we're going to do the tour all the way out to New York and all the way back. We are going to do movies every day. And so there will be updates on the BBS site. And this will be the Holographic Gypsy Tour. So kind of like Oprah and Gail did, you know. We'll be...
Wow!
Yeah, we'll be taking some little movies of ourselves as we're going along. And we will film different things as they happen. And keep filming what's happening in the vortexes. Because as we go to certain sacred sites in different areas of the country, we may have things happening that we had no idea of. So it should be quite interesting. And then I'll be doing some live spots from the New Life Expo in New York. I will be speaking there and talking about building blocks for manifestation using quantum physics and quantum mechanics. And then we'll do a bunch of vortex tours on the way back. So far we've got, I think, about 8 states that are kind of semi-firm. And, you know, if people want to get involved with that, they just need to drop me a line at info@drvalerienmd.com or call me, 928-301-2131. And no obligation for the call. Give me a call, we'll chat, and we'll see if that's going to work for some people.
So if somebody has a party on a Tuesday night, are you going to broadcast from the party?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be a hoot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We can have people going in there. We can involve everybody. And you know, that's what I like to do. You know, anytime we're having a spiritual experience, I love to be able to bring that to people. So, you know, we'll put on the good music, and we'll have everybody intending at the same time, and we'll just send that out over the airwaves and let everybody participate in it.
Yeah, and that'll be fabulous because you're worldwide.
Yep, we're pretty lucky that way. Anybody who wants to get on the internet can listen, and it will be archived, so that energy will be out there for everyone. Because every time we do this, the energy just flows. So that would be pretty amazing.
That would be.
Yeah. So I hope that you're going to be able to join us, and you know, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. So which state are you going to start in first?
I'm thinking we're going to start in Colorado, probably Colorado Springs or Denver. We're working on firming that up right at the moment. So if there are any listeners that are in that area that would like to be part of a party or would like to host one, then or know somebody who might like to, please get in touch with me, and we'll arrange it, because it'll be fun. I will have the copies of the DVD ready by then, too, so if people want to get that and see what they can do with that, they'll have that opportunity also. I'm also speaking to a friend who's a musician about using his music on that, and I already know everybody loves his music, so that'll be pretty interesting. And what I'm hoping to do is spread a path of love and harmony and just take that all the way across the states and back.
So in the parties, what happens?
Well, the party is going to be one where everyone gets together and consciously intends so they can manifest things in their life as a group with everyone agreeing. So that part is kind of like a mastermind meeting. It won't be saying the same things, but we have our little mantra that we say that works pretty well. And basically, it's going to give everybody in the group a chance to manifest their desires. And you know, I've done quite a bit of ceremony throughout my life, Native American ceremonies and things like that. So we'll be incorporating some of those ceremonies. For instance, there will be rounds. Like when you're in a sweat lodge, you do a round, you know, and so there's always a round of forgiveness. There's a round of release. There's a round of prayer for other people. So we'll do, you know, a few rounds where everybody in the group will go around and speak their prayer for whatever it is that we're working on at the time, and everyone will agree with them. And, you know, the saying that wherever two or more are gathered together in my name,
mm-hmm.
so shall it be done. And so we're going to employ that principle. And we'll have all these great quantum physics devices set up there, laser lights all over the place, and crystals, and you know, the appropriate amount of woo-woo stuff will be there, along with the appropriate amount of quantum physics stuff.
So, and then what happens? Do you create like a healing vortex?
Yeah, we create a healing vortex for those who want to be healed, not just for themselves, but for other people. And so part of that is always, you know, there's the individual things that they'd like to have healed in their lives. And it doesn't have to be physical. It can be, you know, emotional, mental. It can be maybe they need clarity. That can be healed. Maybe they're wanting to heal their loved ones. Maybe they're wanting to heal their finances. You know, whatever it is that they feel they need healing for, we're going to work on that. And then whenever we do that, we always do it for everyone who is like that person. Because, you know, no one is healed alone. And so the most powerful thing that you can do is actually pray for the healing for other people. And when I say pray, you know, it's non-denominational. It's not, you know, any particular formation. It's basically just, hey, you know, divine creator, help us out here, you know, and thanks a lot. I love you. Goodbye. You know, it's one of those things.
And the Arcturians guided you to do this, is that correct?
Yes, actually we were talking to Andromedans and Arcturians, and when I do this, when I do the lecture, and when I do the vortex parties, I'll be giving people some of the secrets of that. I'm not going to spill all the beans on the radio, you know, but I'll be happy to do that, you know, during the vortex parties and such, and help people get a jump start on their consciousness. It's all about the evolution of consciousness.
And you're going to be available, too, for some hands-on healing?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I'll be there doing some healings, as well my assistant. And you know, if there's a real intense healing, maybe we'll call up Steve and, you know, get Steve to lend his talents to it, too. And we will be in New York for about a week, maybe a little bit more than a week. So if anybody in that area is interested, I'm going to be joining Steve Barish to do some healings. It's going to be pretty interesting, is all I can say.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah. Well, give me a call later off the show, and let's see if we can arrange something.
Okay.
And if you know anybody who would be interested, then please do send them my way. I'd appreciate that.
So you're going, like, the whole Eastern Seaboard?
Yeah, we're going to cover pretty much everything there. We're going to do the snow states first, because I'm not used to driving in snow. So we'll do the snow states, and then we'll be coming down through Florida and such. And then we'll probably do the snow states again in the summer, next summer. Earlier, but for right now we're leaving the first week of October, so we've got that time on our way to New York. We've got time to stop off in different cities and work with people, and then when we get done with New York, we'll be coming down the Eastern Seaboard, and going down into Florida, and then coming down the along Texas and Louisiana, and you know, around areas like that, and then we'll come back home for a little while, and then we'll hit the Pacific Coast.
So you're kind of turning into Jesus.
Oh, really? Well, that'd be nice, except I don't want to be crucified.
No.
I just sin avoid that, if you don't mind. I'd love to heal as Jesus healed. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would.
Yeah. And you know, I think that's coming, and I'm not talking about just for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's coming for a lot of people. And I've seen so many healers that are just on the verge of that. And I'm getting pretty excited about it, because I think it's going to start happening in the next year or so for an awful lot of people. And that's a good thing. And I see that people are starting to really get riled up and really start to find their courage and their heart and to say, look, you know, we got to change this world. You know, the aliens are not planning to take their spaceships and come down and rescue us, you know. They pretty much all said, this is
your
doing.
I wanted to take a trip.
Yeah, I mean, I keep going, beam me up, you know, and so far hasn't happened consciously that I know of. I mean, I've done it astrally, but I don't think it's actually happened physically yet. But, you know, how would I know, I guess?
Well, you could write a book, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm working on writing books, too. That's another reason for closing the physical office. It gives me a little more time to write. And I will be writing a book on all this quantum vortex stuff, too. So if anybody's interested in getting an advanced copy, just drop me a line, and I'll keep you on the list and notify you when that's available. That should be pretty interesting, too. There's a lot of things out there that are very, very ancient knowledge. And so there's a lot of guys out there now that are presenting it as new. It's actually very ancient. Some of the stuff is Atlantean. Some of it's Egyptian. You know, some of the stuff is you know, just basic principles that we're just rediscovering, I guess. So what I'm all about is helping people to rediscover this stuff and to really be able to utilize it. You know, there's not a big secret. You know, once you start to realize how the human body works and how the portions of our body are meant to function in the holographic universe, then it makes perfectly good sense. So I'm kind of like the I guess, the bridge between the scientists and the lay people.
And it's, you know? That's kind of based in sacred geometry?
Yeah, it's all based in sacred geometry. We call it sacred geometry because it works. And so it's that, and it's a combination of other things. And when you start combining these things, when you hit upon the right combination, then magic happens. And so, you know, the new physics, the quantum and quantum physics, quantum mechanics, plasma physics, all the new physics have actually been dubbed the new magic. And basically what it is it's explaining the principles.
Does everybody really know what quantum physics is?
Yeah, they do have, you know, precise explanations for them. You can talk to the physicists for that. But, you know, my way of thinking about this whole thing is all I care about is how do you make it work? You know, don't give me the mathematical formulas. I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how it works. How do I use it? And because I've been using it and finding all these incredible things, then I'm sitting here thinking, why isn't anybody telling anybody this? You know, why is it that the masses have this kept from them? It's a big secret. And because it's a secret, the evolution of our planet has not happened quite the way it was supposed to. You know, we've got too many guys that have their fingers in the cookie jar, so to speak, because they know the secrets and they've been using them to enslave us. That's not okay. That's a big no-no. So now it's time for the masses to start waking up and start realizing that they're about to totally lose it if they don't start learning how to do this stuff. So, and you know, I'm not interested in getting everybody in fear. I'm interested in people really learning, you know, and stepping out of kindergarten here.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a little bit what the bleep or the secret.
Yes, very much like that.
And you're going to teach them how to really put the process into motion.
Exactly.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I think everybody should do it.
Well, thank you. I think so, too. That's why I'm taking myself out of my comfort zone. So hopefully people will really have some fun with this. The whole thing is about having fun, you know, and really starting to enjoy life. And, of course, there are some people that say, oh, well, I really enjoy life, and, you know, I'm in great health. It's like, great, wouldn't you like to be even better? You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you be satisfied when, you know, if you're in your comfort zone, it's real comfortable, but you're not growing. So, you know, my way of thinking is let's shake everybody up, let's get people growing, and see what we can really become as a species. You know, we've all been everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at where our atoms come from, we've been rocks and trees and water and you know, pieces of metal and animals and, you know, plants, everything. We've been everything. And we've evolved to this state, and now it's time to evolve to the next state.
And this is going to help light workers?
This will definitely help light workers. This will help the light workers to take that next step up. This is the quantum leap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun, and it's easy. So, you know, when you talk about a workshop, people start freaking out. Oh, it's work. Oh, I don't know if I can fit that in. That's not that hard. Once you get a couple of the secrets, you'll be going, oh, man, this is really easy.
So you have the secret to the secret.
Yeah, I do. And it doesn't require you to go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars either. See, that's the secret. That's the real secret. It really does not require you to do that. And, you know, what I've noticed is there are so many people out there that are making all these things that are so prohibitively expensive. And so people are running out there buying all this technology, and they don't need to do that. You know, I mean, it really all comes from within anyway, and the technology makes it really spectacular. Like, it's a great light show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you have all this stuff working. And everybody goes, ooh, and ah. And it's like, okay, but how about we learn how to do that without those things? You know, it's like one of my teachers told me years ago, he said, it's all fine and good to do these rituals and ceremonies and to have your medicine bag and to go out there and have the sage and the rocks and the, and you know, all of the different, you know, the wands and the staffs and all that kind of stuff. He said, what are you going to do if something happens and you have nothing?
I hate when that happens. Point.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. And I said, oh, that's a really good lesson. You know, what are you going to do if there's nothing? If your little toys and trinkets are gone, what are you going to do?
Help me, Jesus.
Yeah. You know that saying, God helps those who help themselves. So what I'm aiming to do here is to help people to not only to construct these things that they can use as focal points, but also to bring that focal point within themselves so that they can then build upon that without having to have devices.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the devices are fun, and they're, you know, especially when you don't understand how they work, it's real fun. You know, it's like magic. Ooh. And then you start to realize that that magic really comes from within you. And all you have to do is learn how to harness that. And, you know, that's not that difficult. You know, it's not like you have to sit there and contemplate your navel for hours at a time. It's rather that you have to just understand that it can be so.
So we're going to accelerate the Buddha method.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's kind of like, you know, when you walk on fire. Everybody freaks out the first time. I certainly did. I had to keep running to the bathroom. Yes, it literally scared the, out of me. And after I did it, I realized, you know, the thing that made it really easy is watching person after person after person do it. And once you realize that someone else can do it, and you realize that that other person is just like you, then it becomes easy. And it's kind of like, you know, I'm waiting for that person that'll show me how to walk on water, because then I'll be the first one in line to go do it. And this quantum physics stuff is the same way. You
mm-hmm.
know, first of all, it makes perfectly good sense. It is science. It is reproducible. And so it satisfies the scientific mind with that. But it takes the woo-woo and explains it. And so all this stuff that we thought was so mysterious really is not all that mysterious. It is miraculous. I mean, it is amazing. And you just kind of sit there and go, wow, isn't that cool that the Creator made this way?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much fun because of that, that you just kind of sit there and go, wow, you know, how did someone think that up? Or at least I do, but then I'm a little strange, I guess. But but all this stuff is so much fun. So what I want to do is bring that to people, you know, in a workshop and really help people to have more fun with it and to realize that it's not as hard as they think. Because so many people are sitting back and not doing anything, thinking, well, when I have time or
mm-hmm.
when I have money, I'll go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, folks? The time for that is up. There's no more time for that. So you need to make your decisions now. You have to get off the fence, choose either for the light or against it, and go for it. And I've seen people that have been still trying to sit on the fence get literally kicked off the fence.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched that happen lately, and I, sad to say, you know, I've had moments in the last couple of months where I have watched people literally get kicked off the fence by their own actions. And they don't even know that it's happened. They don't realize they've chosen a side. And they still think they're on the other side of the fence, opposite of where they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sad stuff.
Like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're broken.
They're
not going to be put back together. And and I can tell you people that this is real serious right now. You know, now is the time of choice. And the way to make the choice is to stay in love and light. And it's also the time to really stand within your truth. Because if you don't do that, if you let things go, like I said before, if you let things go because it's not affecting you particularly at the moment, but you see injustices being done frequently and often, then you're just as guilty. You know, we all need to stand up together and go, this is not the world the way that we want it. Here's how we want it. We want it love and light. You know, we want it serving the light. and we want it to be a world of kindness and opportunity and harmony. We have to make it that way.
Well,
by God, if I have to travel across the country to do that, I'll do it. All I'm asking is that people help me out with that. You know, and the way you can help is by putting together a party or contacting someone else that might like to do that. And let's get this rolling.
And how many people must you have for your party?
Well, it's got to be a minimum of 10 or the equivalent monetary amount. And, you know, most of them are $65 a person.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, we have to get out there and, you know, got to pay for the gas and the time and all that kind of stuff and set up all the stuff. And, you know, that takes a little while to do that. And then work with the people. So, so if anybody's interested, they can give me a call. And I would be happy to schedule some time. And yes, I will be taking pictures to see what happens. One of the things that surprised me is I went over to Cottonwood this last week, had a lady that was visiting from out of town, and so I hauled all the projectors and all the other stuff over there, all my different little pieces of quantum physics stuff, and I set it all up and set up the laser. Just I only brought one laser with me. The minute I turned that sucker on, blam! I was like, wow! It just opened the Stargate up right then and there.
Wow.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Now, you got to watch out you don't get sucked in.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe we want to. You know, who knows? But it was interesting, and I think it was because this particular woman who was here is very spiritual, and she was here to basically help cleanse this area because this area has been through a lot of really hard stuff, especially since they put the big underground, supposedly secret UFO base under Sedona many years ago. And, you know, it's gotten worse and worse. And so there's a lot of dark energy that's been here, and there are quite a few spiritual people that have been traveling here to transmute that energy. And, you know, all this stuff sounds crazy unless you've seen some of these things, and then you realize what's really going on. And I got to tell you, people, there's a lot more going on out there than most people realize. So we have a short amount of time to rectify it, and I'm here to do what I can in that time. And then after that, I'm getting the heck out of here. You know, I don't want to play at this level anymore. You know, so I've already chosen my side of the fence that I'm going for, and hopefully I can help other people to make their transitions a little bit easier by getting them up to speed on how to do all this stuff. So anyway, we are almost out of time, but I thank you for calling in and asking pertinent questions and things.
You're quite welcome.
And please do
join
us.
Well, I wish you well on your endeavor and the best of luck.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I hope to see you.
Well, I hope to see you too. And listeners, I hope I get to see some of you guys, too. If you get out to the New Life Expo in New York, please do come on by and say hello. I am not doing a booth because I don't have a lot of product to sell, but I will be there speaking. I'm not sure of the date yet. You'll have to check the schedule. But that's October 19th through the 21st. I will also be speaking at the Meta Center in Manhattan on the 24th in the evening. That will be a three-hour workshop. That's $165 for that one. And that will be including how to make your own quantum physics devices and all those kinds of things. So I hope I get to see a good number of you out there. And I will be available also for healings and for, you know, consults and, you know, for private vortex tours and parties and all that kind of stuff. Let's do it up good while I'm out that way. Because, you know, I'm a West Coast girl. I don't get out that way very often. I think I was 6 the last time I was out there. So I'm used to all these wide-open spaces and things. I don't know how I'm going to do in New York City, but we'll see. Should be fun.
You get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, get a cup of coffee. Yeah, that's right. I drink coffee, I drink tea, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it'll be fun. And I know that we have quite a few listeners in that area. And like I said, I'll be spending some time with Steve Barish also, and we've already talked about doing some things. And I'm going to be talking with a couple friends of his out there. And I think I may spend at least a few days over at his clinic working with him. So if you guys are interested in that, you can contact me or Steve Barish, and we'll start setting up some appointments, particularly for people who really need some of the physical basis stuff, too. And some people do. You know, spiritual healings don't work on everybody, and the reason is because they have lessons they have to learn. So, you know, sometimes you have to do a little bit more work. But anyway, well, we're going to have to sign off for now. Thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome.
And hope to see you. And meantime, for all the listeners, I hope this has helped. And, you know, I just kind of thought I'd like to get my little plug in there for what I'm going to be doing. And I really would love to see some of my listeners out there on the road. And please drop me a line if that's a possibility in your area. And in the meantime, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night. Do 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 do